Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom Pelissero's in town. Tom, of course, as everybody knows, works for the NFL Network. Does a great job there. And you can follow him on Twitter, of course, at Tom Pelissero. P-E-L-I-S-S-E-R-O. Did I spell that right? Tom, or did I screw up your name?
Really, you said to Google it within... I wasn't listening, but... You'll find it. You know, like it's
Google it. You'll find it.
I mean, it's silly. Anybody that's interested in football is already following you on Twitter, probably. So they're all locked in. Do you have places to eat when you come to Cleveland? I know, you know, COVID's still a factor, so maybe that changes you. But when you come to Cleveland, do you have places you like to go eat? You don't have to say who they are if you don't want. But do you have places?
No, I'm always up for doing some free advertising. The main places I know I've gone to in the past, Mabel's Barbecue, I've been through there a few times. Yeah. Butcher and the Brewer, which is down here too. Yeah, those are a couple good ones. Mm-hmm. If you got a good steak place for me, I could use that.
Delmonico's, baby. Delmonico's.
It's about an 8-minute drive from downtown. Yeah. If you have a car, I'm not sure if you have a car or not, but if you're downtown, the best seafood's Blue Point downtown. If you like seafood.
Blue Point. That's right. Okay. I'll file that one away.
You can walk
so
to
I got
that
I got I got four nights here, so let's,
oh yeah,
let's
definitely
roll.
Stop at Blue Point.
There you go. Tom, did you get the impression today, like obviously the Nick Chubb thing, we didn't even realize he wasn't in on that last drive last week, but we didn't even realize he was hurt. Like they didn't say anything about it after the game until Wednesday. He was on the injury report and he didn't practice, and my partner was worried. I was like, okay, no big deal. But then when he didn't practice yesterday, we started to get a little more worried. And then, of course, he's ruled out today. How big a deal? And should we be concerned about Kareem Hunt at all? Because he's been banged up this week, too, and is listed as questionable.
Well, I think you just have to wonder, you know, how much of a workload do they really want to give Hunt? The Browns are very conscientious about that and trying to, you know, not wear people out. I mean, I remember I talked to Kevin Stefanski a couple of weeks ago when Kareem was coming off of a big game. I think it was in week 3, and they were coming in to play Minnesota. And the way that Stefanski put it to me was, we got the luxury of not having to wear either of these guys out. In other words, you can divide up the carries, keep them both fresh over the course of the season. Well, now, you know, with Chubb out, how much do they really want to ramp up Kareem's workload versus some of the other backs on the roster? I mean, this is a big game. On Sunday against a team that, you know, they've been pretty good defensively, but they've given up a lot of rushing yards in Arizona. So you would think you're going to have some opportunities, especially when it's, you know, temperature's going to drop. It's going to be a little windy out there. This is certainly setting up as a week where you want to, you know, pound the football at them. So I have no doubt, you know, based upon what I know as of now, that Kareem Hunt's going to, you know, certainly get a lot of work on Sunday. But is he going to suddenly double his carry share? That remains to be seen.
How good are the Cardinals? I mean, they're 5-0. They're the only undefeated team left. Kyler Murray's electrifying. But I haven't really seen him play, but just like one time. Like, I don't know. I don't have a great feel for how good they really are. I mean, the Browns are favored in this game, which makes me I don't know if I'm puzzled by that because the Browns have all these injuries, but it's still surprising the Browns are favored in a game against a 5-0 football team.
Well, I mean, you know, Arizona did win one game because Greg Joseph from the Vikings misses like a 30-yard field goal at the end. And then they had that weird game in Jacksonville where they needed a flea flicker pick 6 to kind of turn the thing around. So they've, you know, they've had some circumstances, but offensively, there's no doubt they got weapons with DeAndre Hopkins, and AJ Green's had a pretty good little renaissance for himself down there. They got Christian Kirk. Kyler Murray's just really hard to defend just because the run and the pass that he brings. And I think that the part that people don't necessarily know as much about the Cardinals is how good they've been defensively overall. Again, like the numbers in terms of rush defense aren't great, but look what they did a couple of weeks ago against the Rams, where they really honed in on, we got to take away Cooper Kupp. We're just going to double him the whole game and play trap man and, you know, bracket him with zones and stuff like that. And then we're not going to let DeSean Jackson beat us over the top. Do whatever else you want. We're not going to let those two things happen. Go back and look at the numbers from that game. Both those guys who were coming off huge games, and obviously Kupp had been one of the best receivers in the NFL, really did nothing against them. So they got a good coordinator in Vance Joseph, who's going to throw a lot of different stuff at you. They don't have Chandler Jones, in all likelihood, unless he gets a couple of negative COVID tests here. That's it. A huge deal going into this game. But, you know, they're a well-rounded football team. They're in the third year of the program. And, you know, with a number of 30-year-old guys on that team, including one they acquired today in tight end Zach Ertz, this is obviously a team that's they're not playing for the future so much as they believe they can win it all right now.
Tom, you mentioned Kyler Murray. Obviously, he's played at a really high level. He's in, you know, for what it's worth, this early in the season, he's in the MVP conversations early. But he is a little banged up. We've had two guests the last 2 days that cover the Cardinals and, you know, Arizona, you know, reporters or radio people. And they both made the point of last year when Kyler Murray got banged up that he wasn't quite as effective, that it really affected him more than maybe some other quarterbacks would have by an injury. How big a deal do you think that is, that Kyler's a little banged up here?
Well, he's a, you know, he's a smaller quarterback, too, which you always worry a little bit more about those guys and somebody who uses his legs a lot to run around. Right now he's dealing with a right shoulder issue. You know, I talked to A.J. Green yesterday, who said, you know, based on what he's seen in practice, he doesn't notice anything off with how Kyler is throwing the football. But certainly that's, you know, something that you monitor over the course of the season. Anytime you got a quarterback who's going to be exposed more as a runner, those hits are kind of going to add up. And Kyler during his career has taken a lot of sacks too. So, yeah, I mean, keeping him, you know, healthy and being able to run the football, get the ball out of his hands, all those things are critical in terms of what he looks like. I mean, he was pretty decent last week, you know, found a way to get it done. It wasn't their biggest offensive output, but as much as they were working on his shoulder on the bench, he certainly found a way to function.
Tom, are you a believer in Baker Mayfield as a franchise quarterback? That's been the question we've had. Like, we talk about it, I swear to God, 24/7 on this station. It's Baker talk. And, you know, I think he's good. I don't know what his ceiling is, but I'm curious what your take is from an NFL Network national perspective.
I would say that I'm not qualified to make the, would I pay Baker Mayfield $45 million a year question. I'm certainly
we all
not,
aren't qualified to make that call.
I wouldn't want to be casting that judgment, but I mean, look at what he did last week. I mean, that's a really well-coached and talented Chargers defense, and they put up 40-odd points and 500-something yards on the road, and Baker was, what, 4 touchdowns and no picks and 122 passer rating. I mean, he was really good in that game. You know, you certainly see flashes of that, and then you see the guy, you know, I covered that game a couple weeks ago in Minnesota where, you know, he missed some throws, and he missed Odell down the sideline. Obviously, he was dealing with, you know, the partially torn labrum in his left shoulder, which, you know, you're wearing a harness. Obviously, that's going to have an impact on you. But you certainly see flashes. Look at what his record is. I know, you know, wins aren't a quarterback stat, but he's been a part of a lot of wins, and the Browns have won like they hadn't in a long time since he became the quarterback. And also, you know, the attitude that he brings to the table, I still think, even though, you know, you've been through multiple coaching staffs with him here, his attitude does kind of define a little bit of the edge that the Browns play with on a week-in, week-out basis. So, you know, what does that translate to, and how much you pay him, how much of a commitment you make to the future? You know, that's Andrew Berry's and Jimmy Haslam's and Kevin Stefanski's call, not mine. But certainly you've shown that you can win a lot of games with him, and there's value that comes with that.
Tom, you know, another big injury question is the tackle position, right? You know, Jedrick Wills has been banged up all year, didn't play last week. I'm expecting him not to play this week. Jack Conklin on the right side got injured in the game, hasn't practiced all week. Are you? If you had to bet today, do you think either plays?
Well, Jedrick Wills had been playing without practicing for a couple of weeks, and then obviously he had the setback in Minnesota. And he was definitely playing below 100%. You know, Stefanski told me that, and other people have told me, you know, he's playing hurt, and guys have to do that. It's, you know, one of the players I talked to today, I think it was Malik Jackson, who said, you know, guys have to play hurt, and we got guys who are playing hurt. You know, there's a difference between playing hurt and playing injured. For Jedrick Wills, you know, that ankle is really bothering him. He got hurt in, I think it was week one or week two. He's been battling it ever since. He's found ways to go out and function. The fact that he now, you know, a couple weeks into this and hasn't been even been able to practice, you would think that his odds are going to be longer. For Conklin, you know, we'll see. And sometime between now and Sunday morning, I will Google who the Browns' backup tackles are so that I can be ready to say their names on Sunday morning.
Blake Hance and James Hudson. There you go. You don't have to Google it.
Yep, those guys.
Those guys.
that's them.
We appreciate the time, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Have fun
so
in
much.
Cleveland, Tom.
Yeah.
You got it, guys.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.